Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Eldon Auker. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Peete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cane. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sugar Cane. And now, play ball. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cane fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field. Haas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Haas. Burns moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is walked intentionally. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Burns scores. Gehringer moves to third. Goslin moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Krivic moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Simmons. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Krivic scores. Haas goes all the way around to score. Bonura moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonura scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. Red Phillips now pitching. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete takes first base on ball four. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Pete moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Rogel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal now playing center field. Mike Krivic now playing right field. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Red Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Myatt moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Myatt moves to third. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Simmons picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Simmons. Rosenthal moves to third. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Pete hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Myatt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Goslin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rosenthal, who is chasing the ball. Goslin reaches third base with a triple. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goslin scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogel moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a pop-up towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cane hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Phillips covering, for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Burns reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosenthal for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. the Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Hayes reaches third base with a triple. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pete strikes out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. Gehringer moves to third. It's 7-3, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehringer scores. One out. It's 7-4, White Sox. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Bonura strikes out. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pete hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Red Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-4 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cane hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-4 in the game. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Krivic. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogel scores. It's 7-5, White Sox. Jojo White pinch hits for Glenn Myatt. Jojo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.